latest news reports will be broadcast in just 1 minute as part of the program that follows. High noon on Broadway. Time for Armstrong's Theater of Today, presenting a new drama with the dazzling new Hollywood star who has already captured the hearts of America's moviegoers, Joan Caulfield, in a story of a girl who never stopped daring to dream. Brought to you by the makers of Armstrong's Quaker Rugs, Armstrong's Linoleum, and hundreds of other products for home and industry. To open the program, the latest reports from the CBS newsroom, brought to you by the Armstrong News reporter, George Bryan.
Premier Schumann has scored an initial victory in the latest French government crisis. The National Assembly has defeated a combined communist-Gaullist attempt to modify the premier's proposed anti-inflation bill. But Schumann announces that he will ask for a vote of confidence on five other proposed amendments. And he says he will resign if his bill is not accepted, just as he submitted it. Further voting has been postponed until Monday. The Greek government claims that guerrilla forces suffered more than 2,000 casualties and killed, wounded, and captured during their unsuccessful siege of Konitsa. The government says its own troops suffered only 349 casualties. In Palestine, the Jewish Defense Army, Haganah, says it shot four Arabs to death during a reprisal raid on an Arab stronghold. A Haganah spokesman also says the organization is convinced it can successfully establish a Jewish state in Palestine, but that it will take 2 or 3 years and may cost many lives. The storm which spread a crippling cover of ice and snow over the eastern half of the country has almost completely died out, and the weatherman predicts a weekend of clearing weather for the 16 states from Iowa to the Atlantic coast hit by the storm. But thousands of homes in the New York City area are still without electric power, heat, or phone service. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says wholesale prices in general have risen for the 8th straight week, although food prices dropped somewhat. And that's the latest news.
That's the news, and here's the show, Thunder and the Miracle, in Armstrong's Theater of Today. California is known as the land of sunshine, but there are times when even Californians admit that it does rain. And this is one of those times. The only flowers along Cucamonga Street which are not battered by the downpour are those in the windows and showcase of the florist shop where Angie Holt works. And there have been a few customers in today to appreciate them. Angie's uncle, who owns the shop, is away. Johnny, the delivery boy, is out with some orders. And Angie is alone. Alone and very pensive. Let's eavesdrop on her as she stands near the window looking out into the rain-swept street. Perhaps we can pick up a thought.
Rain. Oh, it's been going on for 2 days now. Tomorrow the paper predicts more rain. Well, what difference does it make to you, Angie? You're not going anywhere. You'll be right here in the shop, as usual, waiting on customers, looking forward to a lifetime of waiting on men who belong to other girls. That's the trouble in this business. All the men who come in here have already got a girl. Will there ever be one for you, Angie? That was a beauty. Good thing you're not afraid of thunder, Angie, but then you never did mind it. Even when you were a little kid. Remember, you used to think that thunder was a magic giant who could grant you any kind of wish. You'd close your eyes and wish just as the clap came. What would you wish for now, Angie?
Mm-hmm.
know very well what you'd wish for. Wish for a tall, dark, good-looking man to be caught in the rain. Wish for him to come into the shop and talk to you. Not buy anything, just talk to you. And smile and...
Boy, what a downpour.
Oh, my golly.
What?
Oh, nothing. I didn't hear you come in. The thunder and all.
I'm sorry if I startled you barging in like this, but everything seemed to happen at once.
You are tall.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you were saying everything happened at once.
Yes, yes. I was trying to hail a taxi, and like a dope, I waved my umbrella. Presto, no umbrella. And this was the nearest doorway.
Oh, would you like to take your coat off and dry it?
No, thanks. I'll be going in just a minute. If this darn thunderstorm ever lets up.
You don't like thunder?
Do you?
I love it. Oh, I always have. When I was little, I used to think it was a magic...
A magic what?
A magic giant. I used to close my eyes and whisper things.
What did you wish on that one?
Oh, nothing. I don't believe in pushing my luck.
What do you mean?
Oh, it certainly is raining hard, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Say, I suppose I ought to buy something before I go. And if I don't go right away, I'll never get to the station in time to pick up that reservation.
You're leaving town?
Yes. I'm going east on a new engineering job.
For good?
I hope. Make that order Camellia's, will you? She's the Camellia type. I'll give you the address. Miss Sheila Payson, Terrace Arms, Los Angeles.
The cards are over on the desk.
No card necessary. She'll know who they're from. And thank you.
I'll see that they're delivered this afternoon. My delivery boy will be back soon. Oh, here he comes now, in that gray truck.
Bye.
No, not goodbye. We will see each other again. Oh, please, Thunder, have him come back. Don't let him go for good, please. Even if he isn't terribly handsome, please bring him back.
Honest, Angie, I didn't even see him. I was just bringing in a delivery truck to park, and all of a sudden it...
I know. I told you it wasn't your fault, Johnny. It was mine.
What? Yours?
It was a clap of thunder just as he started to cross the street, and...
Well, you couldn't help that, could you?
Thank goodness he only sprained his ankle.
Yeah, and got a crack in the head. It's a lucky thing we had a cot in the back of the store so we could take it easy for a while.
It's been 3 hours already. I suppose that's the pill the doctor gave him. I'm going in to see how he is, Johnny. You keep an eye on things here.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. You are awake.
What time is it anyway?
Oh, it's about 5 o'clock.
Oh, then I've missed my train.
You have?
Why didn't somebody wake me? Why'd you let me sleep so long?
Well, the doctor said you ought to take it easy.
Well, there's another train out at 8 tonight. If I go over to the station now, I may be... Oh, gosh.
Your ankle does hurt.
Oh, it's my head. I'm dizzy as a coot. Oh,
lie down again.
Wait a minute. All right.
Oh,
isn't that a heck of a note?
Well, I don't think you ought to consider taking a train tonight. You ought to go straight back home.
I haven't got a home anymore. I gave up my apartment this morning.
Haven't you got any friends you could stay with?
No, no. None that I'd want to face right now. To them, I'm already gone and probably forgotten.
Oh, by the way, Johnny delivered those camellias you ordered.
Now, that was a fool thing to do.
But you said you...
For me to send them, I mean, just a kid trick. Trying to heap coals of fire on her head. Well, they're the last flowers I'll ever send her. That's one sure thing. Or send any girl, not Jeff Foster.
So that's your name.
Women are all alike. They're out for what they can get. I've learned that, the hard way. As soon as they've got you hooked, they start after another guy. Women.
I think you're a little feverish, Mr. Foster. Why don't you just close your eyes and lie quietly?
Thank you, Miss Nightingale.
And my name is not Nightingale. It's Holt. Angie Holt.
Holt's Flower Shop, of course. You're the proprietor.
No, my uncle is. But he's away. If you'd like to stay here overnight, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. It's not very luxurious, I know, but at least there's this cot to sleep on, and it's so late to get a hotel room. Well, I mean, this is a port in a storm.
Yeah, still raining, is it?
Oh, it's pouring.
Yeah, well, much as I hate to impose on you, Miss Angie, guess I am stuck here, so if you're sure your uncle wouldn't object...
Oh, I know he'd be more than willing, and I'll bring you in some coffee before I close up shop tonight.
Well, I don't want to be waited on or have anybody feel responsible for me now.
Oh, but I do. I mean, if it hadn't been...
So just thanks for the cot, and don't worry about me.
All right, Mr. Forster. All right. Yes, I hear you, but I'm not going to make any wish. I've done enough wishing for today. Got what I asked for, but it isn't working out like I thought it would. He doesn't like me. He's furious at being here. He's really very rude and disagreeable, and I wish... Oh, stop it. I was only going to say I wish I knew what to do.
That's the first act of Thunder and the Miracle, starring Joan Caulfield in Armstrong Theater of the Day. And here, for the first time in this new year, is the Armstrong Quaker Girl.
Here we are in the season for New Year's resolutions again. And lots of us are resolving to cut down on the housework this year and give ourselves a little more free time for rest and relaxation. Well, one easy way to gain more free time is with an Armstrong's Quaker Rug. You see, the minute you save each day, because an Armstrong's Quaker Rug is so easy to clean, will add up to a lot of extra hours of freedom by the end of the year. You'll see what I mean the first time you sweep an Armstrong's Quaker Rug. Your broom will just glide over the smooth surface of baked-on enamel and whisk the dirt away. And for ordinary washing, well, you'll find that a quick once-over with a damp mop or cloth is all that's needed to keep the rug sparkling clean. Oh, yes, occasionally you have to give your rug a good going over, just like any other floor. But when it comes to ordinary cleaning, you're buying extra hours of free time when you get a practical, master-styled Armstrong Quaker Rug.
Yes, ease of cleaning is just another reason why so many women all over the country agree you can't go wrong when you buy Armstrong. And now the second act of Thunder and the Miracle, starring Joan Caulfield, in Armstrong's Theater of Today. When Angie Holt was a little girl, she used to believe that thunder was something magic you wished upon and your wish came true. She's beginning to believe it all over again since yesterday, when Jeff Forster walked into the flower shop where she works, literally on the heels of a thunderclap. When he started to leave, he was struck by a car and injured slightly, but enough to be brought back into the shop, where he's been put up for the night. It is now Sunday morning, and Angie is just arriving at the shop, carrying a thermos of coffee.
Now, don't get your hopes up, Angie. Chances are he's gone without so much as saying thank you. Kind of fellow he is. Grateful. Ungracious. No, he's not. Not really. He acts like that because he's been hurt. I don't mean his ankle either.
Good morning.
Oh, you are here. I woke up in the middle of the night and wondered if I'd dreamed the whole thing.
And I woke up thinking I died.
Did your ankle hurt so?
No, the flowers all around me.
How is the ankle?
Oh, it's pretty fair.
And the head?
Stop spinning, thank heaven.
I brought you some coffee.
I can use it. I've been working, filling orders for the Holt Flower Shop.
No.
Yeah. First customer turned up at 8 this morning. Woke me out of a sound sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tried to explain to him that I didn't work here, that I was only a tramp. But he wouldn't listen.
He was in a terrible dither. His wife had just had a baby, and he wanted some flowers to take to the hospital.
Pink roses.
How'd you guess?
They all order pink roses.
Huh?
Was it a boy or a girl?
Good Lord, how would I know?
He didn't tell you.
Probably did, but I didn't pay any attention. Should I have? I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it? As long as he paid for the flowers.
Oh, I'm always interested. Each time it happens, it always seems so wonderful.
You're a funny kid, taking such an interest in other people.
Is that funny?
Well, most girls are interested only in themselves.
Well, you sit down here and drink some coffee.
Okay. I've got some good news for you. I called every hotel in town this morning and finally located myself a room.
Oh.
They'll only put me up for 5 days, but by that time I'm bound to have another train reservation.
Oh, you're awfully anxious to get away, aren't you?
Now, it's funny. Yesterday, I didn't think I could stand another hour in this town, but today it doesn't seem quite so bad somehow. I'm afraid I wasn't very polite last night, but I just seemed like the last straw to be stranded here.
I understand.
I'm really very, very grateful to you, Angie. I can't begin to thank you for taking pity on me, an orphan of the storm. Speaking of the weather, how is it out?
Oh, it's lovely.
No sign of thunderhead?
Oh, no, not a sign.
Good. Well, Angie, I guess it's goodbye now.
Yes. You will take care of your ankle, won't you? And your head.
Don't worry. I'll never lose that again. Please tell your uncle how much I appreciate his hospitality.
I will.
Now, if you'll be good enough to hold the door open for me, I'll hobble out and see if I can flag a taxi.
That you, Johnny?
Yeah. Boy, I thought I'd never finish delivering those orders.
No, Saturday afternoon's always bad.
And this one's almost as bad as last Saturday when we had the thunderstorm. You got a date tonight, Angie?
Me?
Seems to me you look kind of shiny. Or shining, I mean. And, well, you got your hair fixed the new way.
Oh, I've been wearing it like this all week. Ever since last Sunday.
Hey, it isn't this guy Jeff, is it? Angie, you're not tumbling for him.
Oh, Bertie, no. He's a woman hater, Johnny.
Yeah? Then why's he been coming around here every day the whole week?
Well, he had to come back to thank me for what we did for him. That's only common courtesy, Johnny.
Are you sure he's not trying?
Foster has no use for women. Absolutely no use. He told me so himself. He's through with them.
Some gal gave him the runaround, eh?
Yes. Can't imagine what kind of girl she could be.
Mm-hmm. The camellia type.
Did you see her, Johnny, when you delivered the flowers?
No.
Oh, I just wondered. Must be awful to know you've hurt somebody as badly as she hurt him.
No, he'll get over it.
I don't know. He's been terribly hard hit.
Then look out for him. You know, these guys on the rebound.
What do you mean?
Oh, the first girl they meet, it never fails. Oh, gee, I've got to be going. It's getting late. So long, Angie. I'll see you tomorrow.
First girl they meet. Oh, but it's not that. Johnny had no business saying that. What did he know about it? He's just a kid. Guy in the rebound. Oh, forget it, Angie. Put it out of your mind. Jeff likes you. He likes you for yourself. He'd like you if you were the second girl he'd met afterwards. Or the third, or...
I.
Oh, Jeff.
Now, don't tell me you're surprised to see me.
Oh, I thought... You might have left town.
They just called me from the ticket office. They're holding a lower for me on the 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, well, you're glad, I know.
Not as glad as I thought I'd be.
No?
This town begins to look pretty good to me, after all.
Well, you can always come back, you know.
I have your permission. it's been wonderful knowing you, Angie.
I'd like to too, Jeff.
Best stroke of luck I ever had. My umbrella blowing inside out that day right in front of your shop.
It wasn't entirely luck, Jeff. You see, I wished for you.
You wished?
On the thunder. I wished that you'd walk into the shop
you
and...
You really wished for me?
Oh, it sounds silly, doesn't it?
Out of this guy, it sounds pretty wonderful. Have you done any wishing since?
There hasn't been any thunder.
If there was a thunderstorm now, Angie, what would you wish?
That everything would go well with you from now on.
You're not a complainer, are you, Angie? You take things as they come, whether you like them or not. That's more than I've done. When I found out that Sheila... Well, all I wanted to do was run away. I didn't want to face her. I didn't want to face my friends. I was being a coward.
Were you, Jeff?
Well, that's over with now. I'm not going east, Angie. And I decided that an hour ago, the very moment I knew I had a reservation. I'm going to stay here, Angie.
Stay here?
For a whole week now. You've been making me see it's the only right thing to do, to take things as they come and face up to them, not run away.
Well, what about Sheila?
I don't think Sheila means anything to me anymore.
Are you sure?
Well, there's just one way to find out.
Well, what's that?
Go and see her.
What?
Prove to myself once and for all that I'm not in love with her any longer.
Oh, but Jeff, suppose you find you really do still love her.
Well, I suppose there is that possibility, Angie, but this is the only way to find out.
I guess it is.
But whatever happens, Angie, whatever I find out, I want you to know.
You better go, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd better go. Goodbye, Angie.
He'll go back to her, and she'll keep him. Who wouldn't? He's so wonderful. She's realized her mistake by now, and she'll never let him go again. And I've lost him. This time, I've lost him forever.
That's the second act of Thunder and the Miracle, starring Joan Caulfield in Armstrong's Theater of today. And here, stepping on stage once more, is the Armstrong Quaker Girl.
You know, red and green are traditionally the favorite colors for this time of year. But these colors are also favorites the year round. They're colors that are always popular. And you'll find that Armstrong's master artists have used both of these colors in Armstrong's Quaker Rug, style number 4520. Different shades of red have been delicately blended in a lovely floral design in this rug. Then, behind the bright floral bouquets, Armstrong's master artists have used tints and hues of forest green with touches of tan and brown to give an all-over leaf background. Small ivory and gold floral centers and a rich chocolate brown and tan border add to the appealing red and green combination. Yes, this Armstrong's Quaker rug is a smooth-surfaced floor covering that just sparkles with color. It's a rug that you'll be proud to have in your home. It's a beautifully styled Armstrong's Quaker rug.
And remember, this beautiful Armstrong's Quaker rug is just one of the many Quaker rugs that are famous for beauty, for wear, for easy care. And now the third act of Thunder and the Miracle, starring Joan Caulfield in Armstrong's Theater of today. Following day, Sunday, and the weather, as if to match Angie's mood, is overcast and dreary, with clouds banking up on the horizon. It's not hard to guess what Angie is thinking about as she stands alone in the shop, looking out.
Stop looking at the door, Angie. He won't come in. And don't keep listening for the phone, either. He's not going to call you up. You're never going to hear his voice or see him again. Still care for him, no matter what he says. Men don't get over love affairs like that in a week. You were just someone to make him forget he was lonely. Shoulder for him to cry on. Don't. Wishing won't bring him back now. It brought him here the first time and even brought him back a second, but... No, I won't wish. I won't. She can have him. She's got him. He loves her. He doesn't love me. I won't wish. I won't wish.
Wow!
Oh, it's you, Johnny.
Who'd you expect?
Oh, no one.
Another thunderstorm. Can you beat it? Any more orders to go out?
No, I guess that's all. You can call it a day.
Well, how was your date last night, Angie?
I didn't have one, after all.
Well, what happened? Didn't stand you up, did he?
Oh,
Angie.
Oh, you were right, Johnny. He's just a guy on the rebound. He didn't care a rap about me, really.
But he did. Well, gee, I've watched him here in the shop. Well, the way he's looked at you. Oh, Angie, he thinks you're tops.
I might have believed you yesterday, Johnny, but not today. He's gone back to her.
Well, I'll be. Gee, I'm sorry, Angie. I feel like it was kind of all my fault.
Why, yours?
If I hadn't come in with a truck like I did and make him sprain his ankle, he'd have caught his train that day and probably...
And I'd never have got to know him and to love him.
I wish you hadn't. I wish that...
There's no use, Johnny. It's too late to do any wishing now. Want to order some flowers?
Is that the only reason you can think of?
Well, it's the reason most men come in here.
Angie, you thought I was a fool or worse to do what I did last night, didn't you?
No, Jeff.
But I had to. It was the only way I could be sure I didn't still love her. I didn't want to make a second mistake. That would have messed things up for both of us.
Both of
you and me.
Oh, I thought maybe you meant...
Angie, it isn't Sheila I'm in love with.
Oh, Jeff, are you sure? Are you really sure?
You wished for me, didn't you?
Yes.
If you still want me, Angie, if you want your wish to come true...
Oh, that's just a silly game, wishing on thunder.
Oh, no, it's not. Because I tried it.
You? When?
Just now, on my way here. I wish that I might not have killed my chances with you, Angie, by going off as I did last night to see her. I wished I'd find you here in the shop, alone, and that you'd let me tell you all the things in my heart, that I could put my arms around you, like this, kiss you.
Oh, Jeff.
It's like a miracle.
You really do believe, then?
Nobody could be near you and not believe, Angie. Listen to it. Magic. All around us.
A magic circle.
Wish together.
No, Jeff. We've got each other, darling. We love each other. There's nothing else in the world to wish for, ever.
Quaker Girl, thanking you for being with us today and bringing you the thanks and appreciation of our star, Joan Caulfield. Frank Behrens played Jeff and Jack Arbonkus heard as Johnny. Joan Caulfield will soon be seen as the star in Paramount Pictures production, The Sainted Sisters. Today's original music was composed and conducted by Harold Levy, and the entire production was under the direction of Ira Avery.
Be sure to listen in next week when our guest will be... One of Broadway and Hollywood's busiest and most distinguished players, the gifted star of radio, stage, and screen, Aline McMahon. This is Tom Shirley reminding you that you can't go wrong when you buy Armstrong. Saying goodbye until next week for the Armstrong Court Company, makers of Armstrong's Quaker Rugs, Armstrong's Linoleum, and hundreds of other products for home and industry. For the best in dramatic entertainment, be sure to listen each Saturday to Armstrong Theater of Today, next week starring Aline McMahon. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.